Thank you for leaving my kayak alone. I'm going to pepper spray you in the face. That's what I'm going to do to you.
Smack Mouth Podcast, episode 9. Holy shit. Eli, the podcast guy, sitting right here behind me in this comfy looking recliner.
What's up, Mickey?
What's going on with you? Man, how are you today?
It's episode 9, man. We're 9 weeks into this
9 weeks
endeavor.
Damn. Can you believe it?
I don't know.
If we were pregnant, we'd be showing by now.
Right. You know, I don't know the last time I committed to something this long and kept up with it. Like,
well, your girlfriend.
Not saying that. Like, oh. Just talking about, like, just doing something, you know, with the free time.
Yeah, losing interest in shit happens, yeah. You know.
Well, because sometimes, you know, it'll be like, I'm off every Sunday. We'll, for the most part, we record on Sunday. So
right.
I kind of feel like, you know, this would be my day off.
Yeah.
And so sometimes that gets in the way of me wanting to do shit. But you know what? I'm sticking with it because it's fun.
It is fun. And,
we come
you know,
and hang out.
Yeah, we hang out. We catch up. We shoot the shit. We actually don't really, I mean, spend a whole lot of time here. Except today we fucked around for 2 hours before we started the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the most part, we're only hanging out here for an hour and a half, 2 hours every Sunday.
Yeah.
So
the only work is typing and sending emails.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
That's it. And fixing computer fuck-ups. But
yeah, the reason why we need an intern.
Right, yeah. This unpaid podcast needs a free intern.
You don't have to come down, dude. We'll just send you links. And
you can write some stories up for us. Be our producer.
Yeah. Yeah. We would need maybe 2 hours of your day on Sunday. Maybe.
Nah, not even. Because it could be gone. They could do this all week long. You know, be like picking links from the as the week progresses. Oh, this. And then have fucking like 10 things ready to go for us on Friday or Saturday.
And then you get the shock factor of us being like, holy shit, this is a real story?
Yeah. That would be that shit that throws us through a loop, you know?
Hey, man, you might could write it down on a resume or something.
Yeah,
you helped out two fucking dudes.
Right.
You know? You didn't blow us?
Hit us an email, smackmouthpodcast@gmail.com if you want to be an intern on our show.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, so guys, we got us up on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Finally, fucking mission accomplished.
Yeah, it was a lot easier than how
we were
made
putting
it.
Way too much thought into shit. We thought we had to have a domain name with a host and a, you know, certain RSS feed. Well, I didn't even realize SoundCloud has an RSS feed, but we took the Podomatic. You want to check us out, too, by the way. Find us on Podomatic. Find us on SoundCloud. Find us anywhere on those audio platforms. YouTube, too. Just search for Smack Mouth Podcast.
Dude, we've got our fingers out there. We're on Facebook.com/SmackMouth. Twitter.com/SmackMouthPod.
You got it.
And Tom said, you can search for us on SoundCloud and Podomatic. You get the podcast app from the iTunes store. As long as our SS feed is still up there.
Oh yeah.
Every episode we put up is going to go up there. So that's how I listen to everything.
Off of iTunes?
Off of iTunes. You can find anything.
Yeah, and basically. Grab the Podomatic app, too, if you don't have iTunes on your phone or whatever.
Yeah.
You're worried about using all your bandwidth. The Podomatic app, you can listen to us in, you know, times three, times four speed.
SoundCloud app also. So
yeah.
So now you don't have to have YouTube specifically.
Right, although I do prefer the YouTube platform as far as we've got that cool video intro, you know.
Right.
So if you're listening to us on one of those audio platforms right now, go check out our YouTube. Episode 9, episode 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I don't care. We got a lot better as the time went on, though.
Yeah, so do that, because we really appreciate it, you know, like,
for
share.
Sure. You know, I think what we subscribe. Had like 40-some views on YouTube this week, and that's all organic shit. Coming naturally, you know. I'm not spamming people anymore.
Yeah,
I think people get pissed off when you spam.
Yeah,
so let's just let it build, because we're gaining traction without fucking spamming people.
Yeah, but we can't keep up with the views. I think last time I checked, we were at 40 something on YouTube.
Yeah,
but that doesn't count everything else.
Right, and SoundCloud is out there with probably 40 some listens. Podomatic doesn't even tell you. It tells us the ranking though. Every time I post. And there are like 2 million podcasts on there. We're ranking like 36,000 out of 2 million. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
overall.
I'll take it.
And then in our category in comedy, we're ranking around like 2,000.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, most podcasts are comedy or some sort of entertainment form.
I think that. We had two plays in Alaska.
Nice, yeah.
I don't know anybody from Alaska.
I don't either.
So I like it. I dig it.
Yeah, me
the
too.
The more traction, the better.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the podcast, like I said.
Yeah, and if you guys want to hit us on Twitter, hashtag SMP, we'll read your tweets, shout out to you, get you some new followers. We're always following back, doing follow tricks and follow trains on Twitter. It's at SmackMouthPod on Twitter. Follow.
Yeah, for real.
We have some fun out there, so in the Twitter sphere.
So, how many dicks did you suck this week?
This week, maybe two.
Ah, that's not bad.
No, really, none.
I got away with not having to suck any dicks this week. So.
I'm proud of you. Yeah. Usually, you're stained up all over your chin.
Gross. I know, man.
I know.
But you got to do that to get anywhere in this world nowadays.
I know. Just carry a thing of Listerine around with you.
For real. So, what'd you end up with this week? How good, bad?
Oh, this week was pretty good. I mean, work went by in a flash. So can't complain about that. Lots of pro bono stuff getting thrown my way from, you know, people at work, concert tickets, fair tickets, stuff like that. So hockey tickets.
Nice. Yeah, you got to score me some of those.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in Macon, Georgia, and at one point, a few years back, probably 4 or 5 years ago, maybe even seven up that way,
right.
We had the Macon Whoopee hockey team. Triple A, you know, just fun stuff. I got into hockey when I left town here and going to the local games. When I went to Michigan, they had the Grand Rapids Griffins and they were fun. Oh my God. It was like it was just a riot, a hoot. And if it's going to be anything like that here, I'm in. Count me in.
Yeah.
You know, opening season is, season opener is the weekend of the 14th, I think it is.
Right.
And what's, maybe it is Thursday or Friday. I don't know. Whatever. But then I think they're playing Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah.
In the game opener.
Saw the tickets. I didn't like study them or nothing.
But anyway, I'm stoked about it. The Macon Mayhem coming to town. It's going to be awesome. Hopefully it survives and does a good job, you know, and people support it because I am a big fan of local hockey. It's a lot of fun. Especially, you know, I don't get into football. Like, most of my friends are football fanatics. They're all, you know, college football all day Saturday. I can't do anything. Well, fuck you then. I'm going fishing by myself.
Right.
You know, but I'm not going to sit there and waste a whole day watching college games, you know, one after the other, after the other, after the other. It's like they're brainwashed.
I know a couple of people that watch a lot of football.
I don't mind. I like right now the Packers and the Rams are playing. Packers are my team. I like them, but I'm not glued to the fucking TV.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe that's just what they choose to do.
It is. And we choose to do podcasts and fish and hunt and spend time with our friends rather than absorbing ourselves into a television.
There you go.
You know, whatever. Okay. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah. I can't judge.
I don't judge. I just don't enjoy it like they do.
Yeah.
You know? So I'll do something else.
Yeah.
I'll go fishing.
So a coworker of mine shit himself on Tuesday.
That's what you told me. I was baffled. How a grown-ass man?
Yeah. Well, he's actually one of the older guys. His name is Hal.
He's an old gentleman?
Yeah. And he's dumb. He Like, he's one of those guys that
you mean
just,
like, mentally dumb?
No, I don't mean like he's a retard or anything. Okay. I mean, like, he's
just dumb.
Yeah, he just has no common sense.
Gotcha.
And he's like a vet or whatever, and I don't know what war, Vietnam or some shit. And I just wonder how someone like him made it through
the
military.
War? Oh, the
and then apparently went to jail after that with no common sense at all. How did this guy not die?
No kidding. Man, common sense is few and far in between with people these days. I was watching this thing on CBS this morning. It was Dr. Phil, of all people, who I hate. I can't stand Dr. Phil.
Tell me why you don't like me, Mickey.
Now, why are you treating your daughter like that?
Now, why do you think your daughter drinks as much as she does?
Is it because you used to touch her when mommy went out to work?
My wife has wonky eyes.
We put you on a lie detector. I'm from Texas, and I'm a doctor.
So... I walk in and I smell like straight shit, dude.
In the
like,
bathroom or just in work?
No, I just smell it. I'm like, why does it smell like shit up here? And then I walk by him and it got real bad.
Oh, no.
And then my manager confirmed that it got real bad when he walked into the office to leave.
Jeez.
So I was like, oh, my God.
Maybe he had a shart.
Yeah.
But
I
mean, that could be a total accident. I'm not going to bullshit. I've sharted on accident here and there. Never at work. And if I did, I would fucking run home right away. I wouldn't sit around and linger in it.
Yeah, for real.
But I mean, sometimes food doesn't agree with you, you know, especially if he's eating nothing but pizza sitting there.
I mean, I've sharted myself before and didn't like fill up the world with my stink particles.
What'd you do? Run to the bathroom, drop your drawers, scrape them out and... on with life?
Shit, I'd soak them bitches. I mean,
oh, yeah?
Water.
I'd just throw them fuckers in the trash, wad them up in some paper towel and throw them in the trash, and then go fucking commando.
And then leave the stank out? And not to mention,
wrap it up in paper towel.
That don't hold the stank forever.
Okay, well, then flush it down the toilet, because I mean, you're screwed. Whatever.
No, man, I don't know.
But I would.
I'm poor, dude. I ain't just going to throw out some underwear.
I will if I shit them at work and I got no other chance. So, but you're your pizza delivery, so you can be like, I got to hit a delivery. Boom, gone.
Yeah,
go home,
dude, I've done that
drawers.
Plenty of times.
Go
not
home
changing
for a poop.
My drawers, but like go home to poop.
Yeah. Man, I mean, I don't live far from work either. And when I was working a lot, man, I'd get, you know, I'd work, I'd come home, I'd go, you know, work some more because I'd have to write and shit after work. And then once that was done, I'd fucking be in a hurry to go all the time. So I'd never really have a chance to poop.
Yeah.
Never think about it. You know, and when I had to poop, it was like, I'll hold it in for a minute. You know, I'll finish doing what I'm doing. Well, then I'd forget to poop. So I'd get to work and I'd be like, shit, I gotta go poop. And then I go home because I don't poop in public restrooms.
Oh, I do.
I don't. I can't do it. I'm afraid of everybody else's ass germs and shit splatters and, you know, what are people doing on that toilet?
That's why you find a clean toilet, man.
Well, even if it looks clean, shit, germs are microscopic.
It don't matter.
You want to get herpes on your ass?
No.
Well, it's a possibility.
I don't care. When I got to go, I got to go, man.
And not every bathroom has ass gaskets.
Yeah.
You need an ass gasket in a public restroom.
I sent you the link, but I've
heard
it.
About the dude who shit himself?
No. Oh. We'll get into that later. Oh, okay. But like the black burgers from Burger King are making people
those Halloween
poop green.
Things? Yeah.
Have you read those?
I haven't read
it's funny, but...
Have you tried that?
No, I can't.
What's
do
it called? The Scary Whopper?
I don't know. I can't. I won't eat it.
I won't eat it either.
It looks unnatural.
Food coloring and dyes and yellow.
That's
number
why you're
five
pooping green.
Red
but,
86.
But I mean, I poop green
to
time
when
anyway,
I eat fucking, when I eat a ton of gummy worms or when I'm, you know, eat a pot brownie or what I freaking... Yeah. Maybe if I eat a whole bunch of green leafy vegetables...
Oh, yeah. You know, well,
like
that'll
kale
do
and
it.
Spinach and shit like that. But for the most part, my duty's normal colored.
Duty.
Anyway, easily amused. What? Dude. How's your cat's flea situation going?
I think it's getting better, but I don't know. I'm going to go get him, like, I guess the Comfortis pill for cats or whatever.
Right on.
And so, like, the fleas will bite them, but then they'll just die.
I don't have any fleas on my animals anymore. We've been doing the flea bath. We don't have the flea treatments, but I give them the collars, and then we do the flea bath once a week to keep them from getting infested.
Yeah.
And since we've done that once a week for the last month or so, no more fleas on the dogs, but they're still itching like crazy, which makes me think it's, you know, mosquito bites or chiggers or something. But
well, I mean, since it's getting cold, all the fleas are gonna die.
Yeah, they're not gonna enjoy that, are they?
He's gonna.
We will.
He's gonna have to. He's gonna have to have another bath here soon. I gotta get him some like medicated, like flea shampoo for his skin, because now he's getting like bad parts on his. I mean, he's a,
like itchy spots.
Yeah, he's about like a, he's almost a 5 year old cat.
If you,
you know,
get the if you get the fleas under control, then put oatmeal shampoo and do the oatmeal oatmeal bath. Really helps their skin.
Only my girlfriend can bathe him, though. I know that sounds weird. He's my cat, and I love him to death.
But she he trusts her?
Yeah, he won't. He hates when I bathe him, but he's good for. He's good when Megan does it. So
that's cool. Speaking of cats, dude. Friday night, me and a buddy were all effed up. We were pretty intoxicated, and you know, you start jabbering and telling stories. And well, his cat died. We were talking about animals, our animals, you know, compared, you know, oh, my cat does this, and my dog does this. And he's like, yeah, my dog's this. And I was like, what about your cat? How's that cat doing? Because he rescued this cat from the alley outside of a bar and took it home, gave it food, and it hung out. It loved living there, you know. And it was sick from something, and he took it to the vet, and the vet gave him a syringe of medicine to give the cat.
Yeah.
You know, like in its mouth, orally. So he took the syringe home, gave the cat the medicine, pumped the medicine down its throat, and then the cat died a day later. And my buddy went into the vet's office, and he's screaming at the vet, and he's cussing him out, right? And just, you fucking piece of fucking shit, you killed my fucking cat! And then it kind of realized, I realized, because we were drunk, you know?
Right.
He's like telling me he ended up, it was him.
Yeah.
My friend actually pumped the medicine down this cat's throat. Not vet.
Yeah.
He was just doing what the vet told him to do. You know, he'd feed it to the cat. Well, the cat drowned on this stuff. It aspirated on it.
Damn.
And it died. And of course, that's horrible. I felt bad about it. But I couldn't help, because it dawned on me after he cussed out the doctor for killing his cat. He killed his own fucking cat.
Yeah.
He did it. You know, I mean, it's, so I'm sitting here, you know, it's, because I'm not straight-headed at the moment. You know, I was, like, totally fucked up.
Yeah.
And I'm busting my gut laughing, and he's laughing with me, and we're just laughing about the fact that, well, I mean, we were just bombed, you know, so it was...
I know you saw my face change. I was like, woo.
Yeah. You know, kind of like one time my mother-in-law ate a pot cookie, and she... We were talking about funerals and death and somebody dying, and she just starts laughing, and she can't stop laughing. And we're like, what are you laughing about? We're talking about dying and stuff, and she couldn't help it. And it was kind of like that situation.
Yeah.
We were so out of it that we were laughing our asses off because he ripped this vet a new one for something he actually did.
Yeah, for his fault.
Yeah.
Murderer.
Shh. He's going to listen to this.
Oh, is he? Sorry, bro.
Yeah, sorry about the loss of your cat, you dumbass.
Damn.
No, but I, like I said, I got cats out back. If you need a cat, come get one.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, the dungeon cat lady.
Yes.
She left she left another note this week basically saying, "Dear Mr. Postman, I'm sorry that I'll have so many heavy packages, but I don't have a car right now, so I have to order everything online, and it gets delivered, and I know you have to do it every day, and I'm sorry." So,
really?
On the back of this note is a Groupon to a sandwich place. And, you know, have a good day.
Right.
I'm about to start trolling this lady hardcore.
Oh, really? That's funny. Hey, Howie. Howie, what's going on? Howie reporting live, checking in on the podcast. Howie. He hung up.
Oh, he
you
was
pussy.
Like, he said,
are you there? Howie, come on, get it right.
Yeah.
Are you there?
This is about
Yeah, you should Skype.
A little bit of that.
Let us Skype you.
I don't have Skype installed right now. I'm uninstalled.
Ah, you loser. You got a bad connection anyway. I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, that's not a nice thing to say to somebody.
Well, listen to your cutting in and out. But we're recording a podcast, and I was trying to get a hold of you early to see if you wanted to Skype in as a guest.
We were unprepared today, Howie.
Yep, we were unprepared.
Yeah, all
right. Sorry, bro. But yeah, hey, there's a homeless lady. Her name is Rosie, and she needs some help, and we wanted to see if you wanted to help her out. She's got a cat, and she's getting a check from the government, and she wants...
Is that the lady downtown with the cat?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll talk with you about it.
No. Yeah. She gets like a $700 check a month, and she's looking for a place to live, and I figured it would help you out a lot.
Yeah, but they don't allow animals here, too.
Don't tell anybody. It's just a cat.
No.
All right. Yeah, we're cutting out. Yeah, lose it. Okay, sorry. Bad action.
Sorry, guys.
I didn't really have a bad connection. Anyway, yeah, there's this homeless lady downtown. She walks around pushing a cart, and she walks her cat down a leash everywhere she goes. And it was my buddy, whose cat died, who told me he was going to try to help her out, find her a place, because she's homeless, and she makes a check from the government, but social aid holds on to her money for some reason. And he's like, you need to get that figured out and fixed. I guess she's got, like, the mental capacity of a four-year-old.
Yeah, she's not bright at all.
But, so he was like, I want to help her get into an apartment or something. So I figured Howie, this guy, you know, he'll bend over backwards to help anybody.
Yeah.
So when we call Howie, he was in a hard spot at one time and, you know, helped some people out.
Right.
Or people helped him out, and he knows what it's like to be like in that boat. So I was thinking maybe we could hook him up with her and they could help each other.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, well, that would be a crazy household.
Yeah, it's already a crazy household just living with Howie. He's a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Do a Google search if you can find it. It's Howie Reporting Live is his YouTube. Got a big YouTube following. He used to do a lot of skits, sketch comedy, little viral videos. But he's got over like a million views on a few videos.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff. Entertaining. He kind of went off the deep end, though. Kind of went crazy. Yeah. But...
We were supposed to have a
crazy
guest.
Makes good radio.
We were supposed to have a guest this week, and that didn't happen. So then we were trying to scramble for another guest, and so now we're just we're freeform today.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't mind. We're always kind of freeform the first half of the show, anyway.
Yeah,
and
so it's all good.
It works
as long as we're entertaining.
Right, we got shit to talk about that isn't driving people up the walls or making them run away.
Yeah. So
what?
Thursday night. Oh, you know what? I'm going to skip all that shit. We're going to go to yesterday. So
what?
So Friday, because of my Thursday night, I had like 3 hours worth of sleep, and I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
And my manager tells me that Geico is placing like a $2,000 worth of pizza orders all day Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
So then we're waiting on her to call back, and she calls back and says she don't know if she wants to do the order on Saturday or today. Well, obviously, I'm off work today, but I want to work Saturday so I can deliver all those pizzas.
Right.
Anyways, we made it work out. I made like $130-something yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah. And I only took 5 deliveries. I took 6, and 4 of those were Geico orders.
It's decent tips.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was awesome.
It sucks. It's got to suck working for tips, just like it sucks working for commission at some times, well, where it can be really good, but it can also be really bad.
Well, you just have to manage your money to where you still have it for the times that you're not going to make a lot.
Right.
But once we get into like this fall and winter season, everybody's in the giving.
Oh, yeah,
know,
sure.
Merry Halloween mood.
Merry Halloween mood. Yeah, shit. You go to Walmart, it's already Merry Christmas mood.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? It's like for all the Christian like assholes in the world that want to like say shit about Halloween and stuff, how is Halloween any different from Christmas? Think about it.
Well, Christmas is celebrating the birth of Jesus, as to where Halloween is a pagan ritual.
Yeah, but the principles are all the same.
It doesn't matter to me. I think that, well, I'll tell you what. Christians in my hometown where I grew up took part in Halloween just fine.
Yeah.
They enjoyed it. They got dressed up, went trick-or-treating.
Right.
Yay, fun. No big deal, man. What's the big deal? You're right. You said it right. Asshole Christians. Because not every Christian's an asshole.
Well,
and I'm a non-practicing Christian.
Halloween was created by the Christians anyways. Because it, the fall solstice or whatever is what the pagans were celebrating.
Was it?
The Catholic religion and, you know, the Christians, they were like, no, you can't celebrate your fucking pagan way. Like, so here's a better
way.
Gotcha. It's the same way for Christmas. They did the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I know. Christmas was based on pagan, too. Just like St. Nicholas, he was actually... What Evan was telling us from The Offenders about Santa Claus.
Yeah.
How about he was an evil bastard?
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, I'd rather hang out with Krampus. So I guess while we got into these Halloween stories, and, you know, we got into this time of year, let's talk about these graphic Halloween display neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Are getting all up in arms, and I've got three different stories.
Really? About Halloween?
Yeah.
I only saw the one.
Yeah, I sent you two more.
Oh, just recently?
Yeah. No, well, yesterday.
Oh, okay. I didn't see those older messages.
So this one's from Ohio, Parma. And one 9-year-old was frightened by a lifelike Halloween display less than a block from Densler Elementary School. She attends in Parma, Ohio. But yeah, dude, you can look up the story. We'll have the link in the description. But basically, these people have like a guy hanging on an upside down cross. There's a body in like a clear plastic bag hanging from a tree. You know, there's blood everywhere. There's like a 4-year-old looking dummy doll thing that's like impaled.
Oh, this isn't the one you showed me. This is different. Yeah. Right. Okay.
So this is in Ohio, and these neighbors were basically like, well, we didn't know we were going to scare any children, you know? Like, I mean, sort of why
they've got hanging babies and shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sort of why you put up this stuff.
It's to scare people.
Yeah, it's to scare people. And then, so we've got this other one, this bloody ISIS themed.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I saw.
Yeah,
I think was actually outside the box, and it doesn't fit the norm as far as Halloween goes.
So this guy in New Jersey, apparently this says that the New Jersey residents are no strangers to controversial Halloween displays. Hanging babies were all the rave last year, so it takes a little more than your run-of-the-mill pumpkin massacre or racist Obama display to raise eyebrows. Butler, New Jersey resident has done just that with his own spooky display, the bloody ISIS-themed torture-centric freeze you see above. So basically, they've got
We're going to post pictures to this on Twitter and online. We're going to post
the pictures, and you can go to the link. But they've got an ISIS dude with a bloody machete. They've got like just the legs hanging from what would be like an American soldier from a tree. And so the rest of his body parts are on a table next to him. And then they have a dude in like an orange suit in a cage with a bag over his head.
Being tortured. Right. Now, is that an American captive or is that an ISIS captive?
That's an American captive.
Oh. Yeah, it's fucked up. It's not, you know, when I think Halloween, I'm thinking goblins, ghouls, ghosts, fucking Freddy Krueger, Jason, you know, horror movie shit. Not terror, horror.
Well, they were all like, well, this is anti-American. And he was like, no, this is just what, you know. This is ISIS,
just scary.
Yeah, real ISIS is scarier than this.
And it's true. It is scary, I guess, to see that on display for Halloween would make things a little scary.
This shit pisses me off that they're ISIS. Because there's a really awesome band that used to be around.
They were called ISIS.
I hate that. So our last one comes from
Detroit. They used to be called ISIL.
ISIL?
ISIL. ISSL, I think. Yeah.
I thought ice hole.
Not ISIS.
That's what they need to be called. Asshole.
Yeah. I know, right? Asshole.
The last one's Detroit. A dummy placed face down in a Detroit woman's front yard as a Halloween prank has prompted repeated visits by police. So, there's that.
Yeah.
You know, if you do your yard, hey, man, I support your right to do whatever you want to do with your yard.
Freedom of expression, free speech, all that.
But don't be surprised, because people around here are dicks.
And if you're in Georgia and you're doing this shit, then you're going to definitely catch some flack, because every one of your neighbors is probably a Southern Baptist, you know, I mean, or a Catholic.
You know, I support you guys to put whatever you want to in your yard. But, I mean, it goes back to like...
Don't be surprised if you get egged and toilet papered, though.
It goes to the fact that I have tattoos, right? So, like, I hate when people are like...
Judgmental.
Not even that, but why do people always come up to me... to look at my tattoos and stuff? Well, I don't know.
Some people come up because they're intrigued. They like the art. You know? Other people are like, why would you do that to yourself?
But if you've got them all out for everyone to see, then, I mean, you might get asked about it.
Yeah.
You know, I see it as the same thing. It's like, well, I'm going to shock my neighborhood.
Right.
Then don't be amazed when the neighborhood...
When you make some fucking noise. Right.
Yeah. So... I feel like our little Halloween yards take us into some odd news, man.
Okay, cool. Let's do that thing we do then.
Smack Mouth Podcast.
Yeah, that's how that happens. We do that every time.
Except for that.
I'm going to let that roll, though.
All right.
All right.
All right, so...
Halloween, odd news. What's going on?
Well, I mean, it only went because they're just weird news stories.
Oh, it's all weird.
Yeah, we
That's pretty much us in a nutshell.
They want to put them in the odd news because, you know, let's be organized.
Yeah, yeah, right on. Follow the flow.
One
man.
Last thing about Halloween, though. I made a wreath the other night.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, man.
You and your girl?
Yeah, it was cool. It turned out real nice.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. You should post that on your Instagram with your art.
Maybe.
Mr. Craftsman.
Yeah.
Halloween, one more thing. You know, what are you going to be for Halloween this year?
Me and my girlfriend are going as a cross-dressing duo of Batman and Catwoman.
So you're going to be Catwoman and she's going to be Batman?
Yes.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
Not ashamed.
I'm going to be a radioactive zombie. I've got so much fucking, like, zombie dead flesh skin and,
yeah,
like, zombie effects. I'm going to deck myself out and be, like, some half-dead, chopped-up zombie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then green face paint to make myself glow.
Yeah, for real.
It'd be cool. My wife's going to be a hippie zombie. She's going to wear her hippie outfit to work. Because she's not able to, you know, really deck out.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm going to dead her.
Dead her.
Yeah. I'm not going to kill her. I'm going to dead her.
Just going to make her dead.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
There's a difference.
All right. So before I tell everyone this, I don't want to perpetuate stupidness. So I don't know if this is real or not. But,
okay.
But it was a funny story.
And before we get into it, too, let's remind people, you can get the description at our YouTube page. You can get the description,
the
SoundCloud.
Yeah.
The link's going to be there. So just, you want to find out the articles we're talking about, find us on the internet.
We gave everyone a bonus article that we forgot about last week. So.
Yeah, time got carried away on us, and we forgot to talk about it. So
this happened in December of 2012.
December of 2012? That sounds like the Mayan calendar.
Yeah. Jonestown, Arizona. A local man is a hero today after he single-handedly stopped a couple who were attempting to rob a coffee shop.
Now, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why are we talking about something that happened in December of 2012?
I don't know.
Okay, fuck it. Let's talk about
it. Okay. Anyways, okay, we'll just chop this up. It's just a funny story then. Shit,
okay, yeah.
So the robbers kind of went berserk, and then they just left. Local hero Paul Horner, who thwarted the would-be robber, said, "It was really lucky that I had my wallet with me that said bad motherfucker on it." The robbers came around demanding everybody's wallet, and I just held it up. You know, like how Samuel Jackson did in Pulp Fiction. So he said the comment about his wallet, the robbers started freaking out. So then in his best but tough black guy voice, I said to them, "Normally both your asses whoop a dead as fucking fried chicken. But you happen to pull this shit while I'm in a transitional period. So I don't want to kill you." So there's that.
Ripped off Pulp Fiction.
Fuck yeah.
Love it.
But... okay.
You think that really happened?
I don't think so, but it was fun. I want to say that I'm going to live in a world where if I feel like it happened, it happened. Fuck everything else.
Right?
So, there's that.
I feel you. What's next, man? What you want to talk about next?
Let's see.
What you got on the list?
We'll do this one, because you brought this up earlier.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is fucking great. Okay, speaking of poopy pants at work, Eli's coworker here. There's a story Eli sent to me. It was funny as shit. This dude, okay, DNA from a man's poopy shorts leads to his arrest. Yes, you heard right. It was the doo-doo that did him in, Rodney Mark Hendricks, 49. He's accused of burglarizing a Denver preschool and church in August, and he was caught due to DNA tests of a pair of poopy shorts left in a bathroom at the crime scene. A preschool employee noticed the crap-stained clothes and put them in a plastic bag before the police arrived, according to the arrest affidavit. The responding officer took the contaminated shorts into evidence, but it took 13 and a half months for them to worm their way through the basic forensic labs, according to the spokesperson for the Denver District Attorney. So they would have busted this guy a long time beforehand if they didn't have such a clogged up, you know, evidence room full of shit.
Yeah.
In Colorado, a DNA sample is taken from anyone who's arrested for a felony. So this guy was a previous felon, and they had his DNA on file.
Would
so
you
he
say
popped
that,
up in the system.
Did you say that that guy was on the runs, and that's why they couldn't catch him for 13 months?
He was probably on the runs.
Rim shot.
That was good shit, dude.
Dude, that totally came off the top of my head. I did not think of that.
Those are the best ones, man.
Yeah.
That's the best ones.
That what's next, man?
Let's see. Renato Garza.
Renato Garza.
Her last name is Cervera.
Cervera.
Renato Garza Cervera creates skin rugs depicting horror of gang violence.
Oh, yeah. This was crazy. What is this? Is about the cartel and Mexican gang violence in L.A. and shit?
So a grisly series of hyper-realistic skin sculptures depict fallen gangsters and the horrors of gang violence. The horrors, not the horrors.
Right. And these things, I mean, seriously, we're again, description, pics, article, you know, and there's actually images of this guy's art, and it's like...
It's wild. It's
Beaner Guido fucking all tattooed up, and he's like a bear rug.
Yeah. He's like just like a bear rug. It's not real human skin. It's animal skin. And then they've got, like, the traditional gang tattoos and stuff, No.
Yeah.
Some of the hands are like placed in like the W for West Side and shit. Right. It's crazy looking, dude. Like,
yeah, it looks real.
When I saw it, I got really excited, and then I found out it wasn't real.
Of course, but, it's not real.
You know.
Right.
Too bad.
Can you even legally mount a human being?
I think you can if it's for scientific purposes. Like all the stuff at the bodies exhibit was donated bodies, but they're also Chinese. I don't know if it's the body trade is different.
The body trade?
Is
there a body trade?
Oh, you know there's a body trade.
Black market.
Black helicopters. So, you guys, Mickey, pull up Gail Edwards.
Gail Edwards. Oh, she's on YouTube, isn't she?
Yes. So, we're thinking this woman is completely batshit crazy. So batshit that I love her videos. Like, just...
Is she long-winded? Yeah. Is she really long-winded?
Yeah, and before I do anything...
Gail Edwards?
G-A-I-L. Before I do anything, I really want to thank the Drunken Peasants podcast. I'm not stealing this from you guys, because I know y'all listen to her.
Oh.
But thank you for turning me on to her, but we may make an entire segment around Gail. So,
she's fun to make fun of.
Yeah, so...
Gail Edwards?
Yeah, is she not... You don't see it.
Gail Edwards on Full House?
No, what is all this?
Blossom.
Gail Edwards is a real lady.
Gail Edwards, what should I do? Like Gail Edwards conspiracy talk?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. So I guess she's a conspiracy theorist.
And actually,
or a truther? What is she?
She's just a dummy. But she actually was the lady I was looking for with the Jesuit conspiracy.
This must be her.
Yeah. So you guys, tell us what you think. Should we make a segment for this woman?
First, you'll have to check her out. Gail Edwards is her name.
Yeah. Why don't we have any YouTube sound?
I turned it down. Fucking advertisement.
Oh, shit. That's on. She's on the Drunken Peasants. Take that off.
That's the Drunken Peasants podcast?
Yes. I do not want JT, Ben, and Scotty to cut. TJ, sorry, dude. TJ... Ben and Scotty to come after me because I love their podcast and
we definitely don't want to rip them off.
Yeah, I don't want to rip those guys off.
We'll find something else. This is all Drunken Peasants. They talk about them a lot.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. Anyways, Gail
Edwards.
We're
doing more for the Drunken Peasants today than.
Well, maybe they'll catch on and do us a favor. Shout out
I hope
to
so.
Us. Hey, Drunken Peasants, I have checked your show out too. I'm Mickey Mouth, my buddy Eli, the podcast guy next to me. We are fans of your show.
Yeah, you guys and, rule.
We love a shout out.
Yeah.
People could find us on YouTube, you know, real easy.
We could be guests on your show. We're not PC or, you know, we don't talk about God or anything.
Unless we're like, you know, joking.
Yeah. So, hey, what's up, dudes?
Yeah, hey, anyway, enough of that dick sucking. So,
oh, shit. We have managed to, you've sucked your third and I'm, no.
No, I sucked my first this week.
Yeah.
This is your fifth.
No, oh, yeah. Whatever.
Wipe that off. No.
Oh, shit.
Get a napkin.
I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing over here.
What? You're just fucking around on your phone, man?
Not really.
Carry this show?
No, what? I'm producing some, bitch.
On the go? Producing on the go?
Yeah, because, you know, there's things coming later.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe,
of course. We'll have to do some prep for.
Yeah. So, you're a dick, by the way.
Thanks. What'd I do?
You went and saw The Martian.
I saw The Martian. It was fucking fantastic. I ate a mushroom before I went, too.
Oh, shit. Really?
So good. I didn't even know if it was the mushroom playing tricks on me or if the movie was that trippy. The movie is trippy in itself.
Yeah.
Really good flick. And it was 3D. So, you know.
Nice.
But it was really fucking cool, man. It was started off action-packed, you know, like drama in the get-go. And the trials and tribulations this guy goes through in the 4 years that it takes for NASA to get back to him. At first, he couldn't even contact them. I mean, he has to science, like he says in the preview, he's going to have to science the shit out of it.
Yeah.
He literally does, and it makes science so fucking cool. And, you know, it kind of surprised me, and maybe, because you know NASA's probably known for a long time that there's actual water on Mars, that they released that news that they found water on Mars. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's kind of funny that they released that news, like, the second week during the Martian's release. Imagine how that boosted fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Publicity of it. Not that it needed much boosting anyways. It's a fucking blockbuster.
There's like crazy religious nuts out there that are saying that NASA is lying to us. Because how could there be water? God created Earth, bro.
God might have created all these other channels to other planets. You know, God may have 30 fucking thousand brothers and sisters. God may, you know, we don't know shit about shit. We won't know anything until the day we die. And if we die and there's a God and you don't fucking live a good life, then you're going to fucking regret it. So live a good life, you know, do unto others.
Yeah.
And you ain't got nothing to worry about. I don't care if you're atheist. I don't care if you're fucking aborigine, uninformed.
Yeah.
You know, no fucking excuse to be an asshole.
Exactly.
Like, in for real. I mean, being an asshole with a sense of humor is different. Being a good person is unrelated. So God, no God, however you see it, don't be a dick, and you know, things will be all right at the end.
Fuck it.
Right. You know, shit.
I mean, it's not hard just to be a good person anyways.
Right. So. I mean, for some people, I think it really is.
Yeah.
Such self-involved people, such, you know, greedy people, people who
are insecure,
entitled people. I mean, people are just...
Yeah, they find any reason to be a dick.
Right. And I keep it at the basics, you know?
Yeah.
Really.
I'm only a dick because it's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm only
and it's only a sarcastic dick.
I'm only a dick to the people that I like.
Right.
You know, if I really don't like someone, I'm not going to be mean to them.
No.
I'm just not going to talk to them. Right. I'm not going to look at them. Exactly. So, but
I just don't have anything to do with you if I don't like you.
Yeah.
I don't want to beat you or pummel you or ignore you.
If I fucking pick at you and ask you how many dicks you suck this week, it's just because I like
you're
you.
You're a buddy of mine. Yeah, you're my buddy. You're an asshole. That's how most guys are like that with their friends, you know?
Yeah.
And like chicks, even chicks, they can call each other bitch, you know, and they don't fucking get in fights over what up, bitch, you know? Yeah.
Not all the time.
But if I say, what up, bitch, it's like smack in the face.
I choose the girls I say that to.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to walk up to some random, what up, bitch?
Hey, Trick. What's
going on? Hey, yo, bitch, give me some sweet tea.
Bring it back. You want to make yourself a fat check. You want a nice tip at the end. Bring it back quick.
I want it
nice and sweet.
Dirty. A tip at the end. I know. I see what you did there. You perv.
Yeah, that's me. Okay. Speaking of pervs, dude, you know any dirty limericks?
Not off the top of my head, but... No,
I do. I actually know one right off the top of my head. I know a couple. Let me do one first of all. It's a singing limerick. It's... Two little Irishmen sitting in a ditch. One called the other one a dirty son of a Peter Murphy. Peter Murphy sitting on a rock. Long came a bumblebee and stuck him on his cocktail ginger ale. 5 cents a glass. And if you don't like it, shove it up your ask me no questions. Tell me no lies. A guy got hit with a pile of shit right between the eyes.
Nice. Yeah. What's the other one?
This one's a spoken word poetry. You ready?
Yeah.
Give me a... There once was a man from Nantucket whose dick was so long he could suck it. As he sat with a grin and he wiped off his chin, said, if my ear was a cunt, I would fuck it.
Hey! I dig it.
Yeah, right? Isn't that fun stuff?
So here's one for you.
Fuck, dude!
Yeah. So here's one for you that I'm looking at.
All right. You're online finding these?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the website?
It's zillagorilla.tripod.com.
Nice.
A randy marsupial named Reeves spent some time with the whores tween their knees. When they'd ask him for money, he'd say, listen, honey, a koala eats bushes and leaves.
Lovely. What's that?
Let's see.
You got another one?
Yeah. Now, this right old man was a sickin'. He had a dozen hen ripe for the pickin'. He'd chase him around with his trousers pulled down, and he'd say, "What's the matter, you chicken?"
"What's the matter, you chicken?"
"I'm gonna fuck that chicken." "That's a nice chicken."
That's funny as shit. I got one more for you. Okay. There once was a man from Havana screwed a girl on a player piano. At the height of their fever, her ass hit the lever. And yes, he has no banana.
Nice. Wonder if I could make one off the top of my head.
Try it. It's like haiku style, 17 syllable style stuff.
There once was a man in Kentucky. He went out on the town to get lucky. He found a girl, 29, gave her a lime, and I don't know.
Oh, bummer.
I fucked that up.
I thought you were going somewhere. I'll give you A for effort on that first part of it was on a roll.
That's right.
There once was a guy named Eli. He sat there with a pie in his eye. He jiggles his junk and grabs a hold of her trunk. Then she slaps him in the eye. I don't know. I fucked that up too.
There once was a guy named Eli. He sat in a chair with a pie. What was your other one?
I don't recall now.
He jiggled his junk. He grabbed her trunk. She punched him in the eye.
There we go. There we go.
There, we're on a roll. Yay.
On a roll. All right.
We did it.
We did a limerick. All of our own. Eat that.
I might limerick. Do you like it?
I like it.
I do my best.
That's fucking funny. All right, enough limerick talk. What else we got going on? Oh, wait, maybe there's some more here. Oh, yeah, here's a new one. There once was a man from Bel Air who was doing his wife on the stair, but the banister broke, so he doubled his stroke and finished her off in midair.
Yay!
Those are good. I like that shit.
That's a superhero
quote. That's a good one.
You call that the superhero.
Right on. There once was a young lady named Claire who possessed a magnificent pair. Oh, that's what I thought, till I saw one get caught on a thorn and begin to lose hair. Ugh. Yikes. That sounds funky. Oh, I found the Nantucket one. Let's see if it's the same. No, yeah. No, it's different. It says, there once was a man from Nantucket whose thing was so long he could suck it. He said with a grin as he wiped off his chin, "If my ear was a pussy, I'd fuck it." Different terminology, but whatever.
Two words.
Same, I learned mine from my dad.
Yeah.
Believe that or not, dad taught me that limerick.
There's too many words for body parts.
Right. You know?
You got cunt, pussy,
box,
vagine, the hoo-ha,
tuna,
the bearded clam,
snatch,
beaver, yeah. No, I think the beaver refers to the bush, right?
Does it actually? I don't know.
I don't know. The guy on Van Wilder called it a lotus patch.
A lotus patch.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so angry. Oh, wait, that was the that was waiting.
It's so angry.
Angry beaver.
So we had this discussion earlier when we were just getting warmed up to speak into microphones, but I think it got interesting. What's your favorite band? So like, I mean, one of their songs comes on and you're not going to turn it. You always are pretty happy like to hear it.
Right. The kind that you chop your friend's fingers off if they're, change the dial on you.
Yeah.
My favorite band would be Tool, I think, of all time, because I don't ever hear enough of it on the air. And so every time I get a chance, I just keep it there. And you only hear the same four songs over because they're, more underground than...
Yeah,
mainstream, and I just put anything from Undertow to Opiate, their first one there,
right?
Anima, all those earlier albums, so fucking amazing. Then Lateralists later on, 10,000 Days, not a huge fan of, but
yeah,
dude, the reason I think why they wait so long before they release new albums is because they got so much creativity into each album and so much blood, sweat, and tears in it that they got to recoup, take a hiatus for a few years to get that creative juice back in your blood,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So
mine is just realized today because we were, listening to some music.
Right.
And so I turned on Real Big Fish.
Yeah.
And I just realized, like, that is my absolute favorite band of all time.
I've always been a fan of them since I was in college. They were big in, like, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
For a while when I was there in college. They were actually doing... They played a free show with Flogging Molly once at St. Paul's Irish Fest.
Uh-huh.
It was very cool. I mean, yeah. Awesome.
I've seen them at least 2 times now, and I mean, it's just the funnest concerts I've ever been to.
I like ska like that, you know, upbeat punk ska, good singing, you know, where you can hear and understand what he's saying, and he's not angry in all his fucking songs.
Yeah, he pokes fun at a lot of things.
Yeah,
so like that's they're fun,
definitely.
You know, I just like because for a long time I was like, oh, it's all about Zeppelin, and still I won't turn a Zeppelin song either. Sure.
I mean, they were a staple in rock and roll, today's rock and roll.
But Real Big Fish just makes me so happy, and like I feel like I'm lucky to be listening to them.
Yeah, you know? I know what you mean. You know, when you really get into something, you can lose yourself into it. You know, you just forget about the shit at hand. It's almost like a good drugs, you know?
Yeah.
Music is like drugs. It can be an escape and a healthy way to, you know, expand your mind.
Yeah, for real.
Really?
So, I dig it.
Yeah, so Real Big Fish is your top one.
Yeah.
Tool would be my top one. Let's work on a top 5 list. What's your next?
Okay, so... You know, I'll put Led Zeppelin as 2.
Okay, I'll go Zeppelin with 3 on my list. 2 would gonna be, you know, something like, I want to say the Deftones.
Yeah.
Their earlier stuff was fucking phenomenal.
I feel you.
So I'm at 3. I got Tool, the Deftones, Zeppelin.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with Real Big Fish, Zeppelin, number 3. Damn, I just was thinking about it, and I forgot.
Once you get past the first couple, it gets harder.
So we're gonna go 1 and 2.
Okay.
So Real Big Fish, Zeppelin, Newfound Glory.
Oh, yeah, right on.
I really like Newfound Glory. Terror, which is a hardcore band. I have one of their tattoos.
Okay.
And then, let's see, number 5, probably Pilots, Stone Temple Pilots.
Mm, okay.
And I could probably interchange 5, and if we had 6, 5 and 6 would go between the Pilots and Soundgarden.
All right. Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. I really like Soundgarden. That would be my number 5, probably. And shit, I want to say like early Linkin Park was seriously.
Linkin Park is on that list. Yeah. The Hybrid Theory, Meteora.
Yeah.
Those albums were killer.
I'm a big fan of Godsmack's early stuff, too. Yeah. They were one of my favorites at a time. So that would probably be on my top 10 list for sure.
When I was in high school, man.
I'm talking metal, too. We're not, you know, of pop songs. You know, what's your favorite pop song, Eli? You know.
Well, I don't listen to a lot of pop music unless it's from the 90s.
Yeah, sure.
I'll take Mbop.
Oh, yeah. Or Ace of Base.
Or Ace of Base, yeah.
I liked Natalie Imbruglia or whatever her name was.
Yeah. It's really weird to like make a top 5 of music because I listen to a lot.
It is difficult, you know, especially, you know, someone like us, we're musically diverse.
Yeah.
You know.
Because, I mean, I listen to rap. I listen to all of it. Right. You know.
Put some Eminem on. I'm a fucking rap guy. Fuck yeah, Eminem. Dude.
Yeah. That dude does so much for like sick children.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Great dude.
He just reached out to some kid. You know, I don't remember. I didn't read the story, but it's like almost every week that Eminem does something kind for someone, you know, reaches out to his fans who are sickly or, you know, got cancer. So,
yeah, he's good on him. He's a philanthropist.
Good on him because, you know, I mean, people that really like these famous people, you know, like what it would mean to meet someone that I looked up to would be, you know, awesome.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet like Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It would be cool. I like meeting idols like that. It's neat, you know, especially if it's someone you really look up to, not just some random famous person you run into.
Right.
You know, but like I ran into Dennis Miller at the radio station one time, which was cool. He was a nice dude. Steve-O was cool. I got to meet him, actually talk to him a little bit. And that was neat, you know, but everybody I've ever met, there's no starstruckness, you know, I get fucking awe. Like, oh my God, you're famous, I'm nervous. No.
Maybe we can get huge people on the podcast one day.
One day. Once we upgrade into a real studio and, you know, make money.
Yeah.
As of right now, it's just a pipe dream, but it'll happen, damn it.
Yeah.
It'll happen. In fact, once we start getting 100 views on each video regularly, I think we should monetize the YouTube. You know? I mean, and I mean, definitely not put those fucking forced ads on there. Only pop-up ads that they can click.
Yeah.
Because I hate forcing people to do shit like that.
I do too. When it doesn't give me the skip ad button, I'm like,
fuck you. I'm not watching it. I'm not going to wait 30 fucking seconds to find it. No.
Yeah. Unless it's a trailer for Crimson Peak.
Right. It could be entertaining, I suppose.
I would make love
I don't hate the idea of those little quick, you know, 5-second viral blink type ads where it's like, Old Spice. Whatever.
Right.
Okay, you got to get your plugs in, but whatever. Advertising's gay, and that's why we're not on the radio. We're on the fucking podcast where we don't advertise.
I can
only thing
fuck.
We advertise is our fucking podcast.
I can say fuck.
We say fuck a lot. Yeah. Well, I'm going to get a dinger and start keeping track of
that
all the
dingers.
That
would be awesome,
dingers.
A clicker.
Yeah, F words. And at the end of the show, we'll have a tally.
Yeah.
Eli said fuck 37 times. I said fuck 89. Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, the woman downstairs, I told you earlier, she keeps leaving notes.
Yeah, she's nuts.
And if she keeps on, I'm seriously going to start trolling her hardcore.
Trolling how, like, though? Like what?
Like,
it's not like you can put a flaming bag of dog shit on her porch because it's your porch, too.
Well, it's funny because everything that she puts a note up for, I can relate to Batman. So, like, what I was saying earlier about the Groupon to the sandwich place.
Right.
I could have just been like, the Batman does not eat sandwiches, and then put up like a little Batman like mask or symbol on it.
Right.
Like, she asked for a ladder the other day because
who'd she ask for a ladder?
Everyone. She put up a note, of course.
What does she need a ladder for?
I don't fucking care. But she, and I just wanted to ride on that with the Batman symbol or the mask or whatever and be like, the bat needs no ladders.
Right.
You know, just, I could just do it all day.
Use the bat grappling hook.
Yeah, when she thanked whoever for the trash receptacles,
right,
that she calls them, I could have been like, it was me, the bat. I mean, I could just put up Batman for everything.
Yeah, you could definitely. But you should get your own signature. Fuck the bat.
Yeah. I don't want to look up the link, but Nicole sent us one about the mom that beat the child over flushing $730 down the toilet. Did you read that one?
Oh, yeah. This is crazy. Yeah, she sent me a message on Facebook. She said, I would beat this kid if this was my kid.
Yeah.
Should I do more than beat this kid? I'd fucking choke her out.
Fuck yeah. Throw her through a table.
Yeah, cops. Okay, cops say mom beats child who flushed $720 down the toilet. She deserves a beating. Florida mother. Florida, of course. A Florida mother has been arrested after allegedly beating her child for flushing hundreds of dollars down the toilet, according to local media reports. According to Orlando Sentinel newspaper, the 24-year-old Danielle Whipple was detained after police received an anonymous tip that a child was being beaten at a house complex in Orange County, a suburban area surrounding Orlando. Police arrived at the scene and they found Whipple's child, whose gender and age has not been released, with a black eye and red handprint on the face. According to an arrest report seen by the Sentinel, Whipple started crying and saying, I'm going to lose custody of my child. Boo-hoo. The child had a black eye, bloody nose, and a handprint shaped bruise on the face, reported TV station WFTV. After asking what happened, the child said that $720 in rent money had been flushed away when Whipple refused to watch a movie, according to an arrest report. Wow. Not getting my way, I'm going to dump your rent down the toilet, Mom.
Yeah, right.
Fucking little shit. Whipple was arrested and booked in Orange County jail on a felony child abuse charge, which is bullshit. Bullshit. Kid needs to learn fucking money doesn't grow on trees.
I don't know if a handprint across the face, though, is a good one.
Yeah, right. Maybe not. Keep it on the ass where the pants cover up the whelps.
Yeah.
I mean, my kid would get the belt, though. That's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah. 100. One for every dollar.
Damn right. The child was placed in care of Whipple's boyfriend, according to investigators quoted by WFTV. Whipple's been investigated twice before for similar abuse allegations. So I guess it's a kind of a fucking return theme with this bitch. She's a hitter.
So the kid might not have even flushed the money.
Maybe not.
I mean, how would you know?
Yeah, fuck.
You know?
Well, it sounded like the kid fessed up to it, didn't it? In the article at the beginning?
With the threat
of... The child said that $720 was flushed down the toilet.
Okay.
But maybe mom said, you fucking tell him you flushed my money down the toilet or I'll beat you twice as bad next time.
The threat
fucking
of another
vindictive cunt fucking mother bitch. Fuck her.
Yeah. So
where, she needs to stay her ass in Florida.
Where are we at on time? I feel a Florida criminal.
She was from Florida.
Really?
Yeah. She was outside Orlando. She was Orange County, man.
She's dumb, but she's not in she's our criteria.
Dumb. No, she's not the final Florida fool. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What? Oh yeah, we do that thing right every time.
Yes.
Got to make sure we keep on point.
You're listening to Smack Mouth Podcast.
All right, stupid Florida criminals.
Dumb Florida idiots.
Here we go.
This one's awesome.
What is this pertaining to, man?
This involves a stolen car.
Is it a bait car, perhaps?
No, but it'd be funny.
You ever watch that shit?
Yes, it's
bait
awesome.
Car? Man, what kind of morons get in a stinking car?
And then their
car,
whole thing as well, it was running. The keys were in it.
Right. Does that mean it's yours?
No, that just means that we baited you good. Like, fuck you. Anyways.
Yeah.
Florida man leaves court papers in stolen car. Man on probation for stealing a car in June is back in jail Thursday for stealing two more vehicles.
Wow.
But it's what led to those charges that will really have you shaking your
Wait,
head.
Wait, though. If you don't succeed, try again, right?
Yeah, yeah. Third time's a charm. On October 4th, St. Pete police recovered an abandoned Infiniti. That's a, like an Acura. That had been left near 13th Avenue South and 18th Avenue Street. Okay, it's a big street.
Who cares? It happened somewhere in fucking Florida.
Later, the owner reported that the car had been stolen from Placido Bayou home. Inside the car, officers found personal items and a packet of court documents belonging to Carnell Butler.
Busted.
Officers tried but were unable to locate Butler. On October 6th, Butler stole a Hyundai Sonata from a home in the same Bayou area.
Did you just call it a Hyundai?
A Hyundai.
It's a Hyundai.
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 On October 6th, a detective contacted a relative at Butler's home and left a message for him. Butler called the detective back and arranged to come to headquarters to pick up personal items from his June arrest. When he arrived, the detective arrested him and found the keys to a Sonata in his pocket. Acting on a hunch, the detective found the Sonata parked a block away from police headquarters.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He drove the stolen car there to pick up a shit.
Yeah. And, dude, I'm sorry. How are you going to just get a phone call like a day after you've stolen a car from the police and you're that dumb?
I don't know.
You know why?
Because he's from Florida.
Yes, only in Florida.
Only in Florida.
That's about it, man. Hey, let's hit him with some links and get the hell out of here.
Yeah, you guys, we're on iTunes. You can search for us on iTunes.
Smackmouth Podcast.
Smackmouth Podcast. That's facebook.com/smackmouth.
Smackmouth is one word.
Yes.
Podcast is two.
Yes.
I mean, it's one word as well, but it's two separate words.
Yeah. So it's two words, Smackmouth
Podcast. Podcast.
Right. Yeah.
Which in actuality is four words put together.
Yes, into two.
Right.
Two times
okay,
two.
Okay, so let's continue doing what we're doing.
Man. Facebook.com/SmackMouth.
Twitter.com/SmackMouthPod. We like, we follow back, we shout out, and we RT.
SmackMouthPodcast@gmail.com. Drop us a line. You know, if you want to be an impromptu Skype in one day.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'll get you on Skype. Do it in the show.
For days like today.
Yeah, when we don't have shit to go on. Oh, it's cool. We get you on. But also, what was it? Podomatic. You can find us on Podomatic, SoundCloud, Twitter, YouTube, Gmail.
Podomatic has
Facebook.
Apps.
Fucking
SoundCloud
everything.
Has the app. There's ways to listen to
just
us,
just fucking Google us.
We have made it so fucking easy for you idiots.
No
listen.
Shit. It shouldn't take much. Just a click or two away.
Just
click
listen.
Or two away.
Listen
one.
To it.
I guarantee you, you listen to one show for 5 minutes, you won't change it, and you'll listen to all nine.
I feel that way.
I guarantee
you. Start at episode 5.
Yeah, that's when we really start getting good.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think I like episode 3, too. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
yeah.
8. They're all, and they always get better.
No complaints, but I did realize that last week was our, like, most NSFW episode ever.
Oh, yeah?
So
I didn't really notice that.
We give everybody the warning at the beginning.
We're pretty NSFW.
Yeah.
I mean, every show.
Don't email me with your bullshit complaints.
Go ahead and email us. We'll read it.
Yeah.
And then we'll tell you to fuck off live on the fucking podcast.
So fuck that. Do read it.
Yeah,
send it.
All right. You want to be a dick about it? Fucking be a dick about it. You want to show us some love? Show us some love. Either way, you send us your feedback. We'll read it out on the air.
Yeah, for real.
All right. Let's wrap this shit up. Smackmouth Podcast. Out. Talk to you next week.
It's episode 9 in the bag.
I'm Mickey Mouth.
I'm Eli the Podcast Guy.